have a point, perhaps. But when you look at the amount of money, you know, it's always the Democrats that scream, oh, just throw more money at the problem, it will fix it. And guess what we find out? It doesn't fix it, because the core or the source of the problem is never identified. So when you look at the funding specifically for Clark County, they have had an increase of 40% in the last 4 years, 40%, making us the fifth largest, most expensive district in the country. Yet are in that same time, Kevin, testing scores have plummeted, and Nevada went from being 35th in the nation, which is not something to brag about as far as an education, to 50th. So our test scores have actually gone down. Our scholastic ranking has plummeted with all of this infusion of new tax dollars. And then let's not forget, not only do they have nearly $1 billion to spend because of the legislature, there's another $1 billion that will be on the 2022 ballot that the union gathered enough signatures for somehow during COVID in order to create a ballot petition. And that ballot petition will raise not only gambling tax revenue, which some people might agree with, but it will raise sales tax revenue, making Nevada the highest sales tax state in the union. That will push Clark County's sales tax well above 9%. So everything you purchase, just basically put, you know, for an easy math, just put 10% on your purchase, and that's just sales tax, and that's supposed to go to, quote-unquote, the children. It's supposed to, quote-unquote, fund schools. Now, this comes after also a mining tax that was implemented in order to fund education, a marijuana tax that came in to fund education, and all of this tax revenue has gone to fund education, yet education isn't improving.
Is that the initiative that the unions wanted to pull, but Barb Zagafsky wouldn't let them?
Correct. After they received the mining tax, the union said, oh, you know what, we're going to withdraw our ballot initiative. And Barbara Zagafsky said, no, sorry, you can't do that. You submitted it. You gathered enough signatures. The Constitution, the Nevada Constitution, requires me to put it on the ballot. Now, the AG and the union had a chance to perhaps appeal her decision or even sue, but have you ever seen a teachers union not want a tax?
Yeah, good point.
Seen a Democrat that doesn't want a tax? I mean, I'm waiting for them to tax sunshine.
Breathing is the next thing. Oh, my God. Hey, stick around. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com, and we're going to talk about the Fifth Circuit and how they stopped the Biden vaccine mandate in its tracks. But is that going to be enough? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, really not all that bad on US 95. No delays through there. Also on the Beltway. Yeah, nothing happening. There is some shoulder activity on the right side there. 215 eastbound before Interstate 15 should be out of the way, though. However, reduce speeds as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. They're doing that bridge reconstruction work, replacing a 60-year-old bridge, and it's going to continue that construction project well into 2022. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Pecos, and bridge work tonight, too, on the ramp. Leaving 215 East to Interstate 11 South.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NBA last night, the Suns beat the Kings 109-104. Cameron Payne led the scoring with 24 points. Devin Booker with 18. Phoenix 6-3 with the win. Back at it tomorrow night at home against the Blazers. NHL tonight, the Golden Knights are home against Seattle. Tomorrow night, the Coyotes host the Wild. Looking ahead to this weekend's NFL action, Sunday, the Raiders host the Chiefs. The the Cardinals home against Carolina. The college basketball season's getting underway. Tonight, 7:30 tip-off in Tucson as Arizona plays host to Northern Arizona. 4 o'clock today, Arizona State battles Portland. The matchup in Tempe. 7 o'clock tonight in Reno, Nevada, tangles with Eastern Washington. UNLV basketball gets underway at the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas on Wednesday night against Gardner Webb. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add 2 new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what should happen to 13 House members who sided with the Democrats? Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the NevadaGlobe.com. I got to ask you, though, first, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals put the brakes on the Biden vaccine mandate. Is that the only way we're going to be able to stop this administration is through the courts?
Well, it seems to me as the courts aren't being listened to by the Biden administration. They're basically ignoring the courts and trying to encourage businesses to just go forward with their mandate and ignore the courts. And what's funny about that is that we heard from these same people in this regime that Trump was somehow a tyrant and a dictator. Well, what are these actions when you ignore a court order?
Well, it's almost as if they don't respect them. They say, well, it'll take 6 weeks for anybody to get into a court in front of a judge. Let's just do this. My understanding is the administration is telling businesses, well, just go ahead and act as if the law is constitutional and it's going to take effect January 4th. That seems to be the idea, kind of reverse civil disobedience.
Exactly, and that's what, you know, this fiat that the Biden administration has laid on the lap of small businesses has absolutely nothing to do with public health and everything to do with compliance. And compliance through force. Not compliance according to constitutional law, not compliance according to the Bill of Rights, not compliance according to the left's old favorite slogan, my body, my choice. Because at the end of the day, Kevin, if you don't own your body and if you don't own your blood, then you own nothing. And the VAERS report has shown, and it was just I was just reading about it, that this is the deadliest, most injurious vaccine in the history of our country. And we now know that the vaccinated can equally spread COVID as the unvaccinated can. But see, when you take in when you take in those that are unvaccinated that have natural immunity, those that are actually vaccinated are super spreaders. They're worse.
Isn't that amazing?
All you have to look at the data. But again, this is not a fiat designed around data, nor is it designed around science. It's designed through political force in order to force people into submission of getting an injection into their bodies that the government deems necessary. Well, what's the next injection going to be?
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Good point. Hey, I've got to ask you in our final couple of minutes, the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the House of Representatives with 13 Republican votes. And I guess my question is, a lot of people are debating now, what should happen to these 13? Should they get primaried? Should they have to pay a political price for what is maybe an easy vote for them, maybe a difficult vote for others? What should happen to these 13?
Well, a couple things should happen. Number one, yes, they should be primaried. Number two, when you look at the majority of where those representatives are, those 13, a majority of them reside between New York and New Jersey. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, what are they getting? Follow the money. Just follow the money, and you'll understand that one of them probably got a bridge, and another guy probably got some roads. What did Susan Collins of Maine get? Who knows? You know, Susan Collins, you know, floats with the wind. You never know how Susan Collins is going to vote. But related to these moderates, and I've always said moderates destroy the Republican Party, and some people have challenged me on that, and I quite frankly don't care. But Michael McDonald, the chairman, the newly elected chairman of the Nevada GOP, I had an exclusive interview with him yesterday, and he basically said in no uncertain terms that any moderate Republican that sabotages the value of the Republican Party, Michael, he himself will find a primary for them, and he will forcefully or he will remove them from any positions of leadership, or he will effectively remove them through the ballot box. And that's exactly the type of stand that Republicans need to take against these moderates, whether it's Susan Collins in Maine or Mitt Romney in Utah or Lindsey Graham in South Carolina or Adam Kinzinger in Illinois or Liz Cheney in Wyoming. They have destroyed the Republican brand because they vote with Democrats, they vote like Democrats, and they work hard as hell to get Democrats elected. That's exactly what happened to Nevada when you had a Republican in name only, like Sandoval and Roberson, passed the largest tax increase in Nevada state history. What did that do to the Republican Party in Nevada? It basically destroyed it because Republicans walked away from the party. Because with Republicans like Sandoval or Roberson or others, who needs Republicans?
Good point. Good point. The president is going to be going around the country. He's going to begin in Baltimore, Maryland, celebrating a victory lap, so to speak, on the infrastructure bill. Does the bigger bill, the $4 trillion bill that's being advertised as $1.75 trillion, is it going to pass? Do they have the votes in the Senate? Will Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, will they stand up?
I expect them to. I mean, when you listen to Joe Manchin, when you listen to Kyrsten Sinema, they're really the only adults in the room that aren't screaming to basically ruin this country through financial disaster. When you look at the quote-unquote, and I think we should stop calling it the infrastructure bill because only 11% of the trillions of dollars go to infrastructure, the rest is just Democrat wish lists of equity. We're spending tens or billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, on things called equity. There's even something in the bill called tree equity. Then you have, yeah, tree, so trees now have to be treated equally.
These people are so ludicrous. Holy Toledo. Oh, my God. Tree equity? Tree.
Then we were told yesterday by Pete Buttigieg, who just, I guess, got back off of maternity leave, that bridges and tunnels and overpasses were built out of racism.
Really?
Yes.
They're going
to identify the racist roads and the racist bridges and the racist overpasses. And I don't know if they're going to have a Black Lives Matter event on these things, or perhaps they're going to tear them down and rebuild them into a more equitable design. I mean, this is what the American taxpayers are spending money on, is all this Marxist claptrap. The only racists in the room are those that are so hyperly focused on race. They see racism in everything, including roads, including bridges, including trees.
Unbelievable. And by the way, it all begins in Baltimore, the world tour for President Biden. This is just bizarre. Megan, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about the NevadaGlobe.com, how can they do it?
Well, they can go to thenevadaglobe.com. They can follow us on Facebook at Nevada Globe and on Twitter at Nevada Globe. And I hope they bookmark the page and check it every day for news around Nevada.
It's wonderful stuff. Megan, thank you so much. You. Always enjoy it. We'll do it again next week, okay?
Look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com and thenevadaglobe.com. You got to check it out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance, or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you see this over the weekend? James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas, was on with Sean Hannity last night and his attorney, Paul Kelly. And one of the things they talked about was this raid over the weekend, the FBI raiding the home in New York of James O'Keefe. This is the Ashley Biden diary theft that's being investigated. And apparently they took cell phones, other documentation, reporters' notes, things like that, and it was just ugly. This was James O'Keefe last night, though, talking about that raid in the middle of the night by the FBI.
When they came to your house in this pre-dawn raid and they threw handcuffs on you and pulled you out of your house and 10 agents go inside, I assume they took items out of your house and office, as I understand it. At that point, did they just take the handcuffs off and say, see you later?
They spent about over 2 hours in my apartment, and they confiscated two of my iPhones. And again, these phones contained a lot of source information and reporter notes on them. These are serious First Amendment issues and donor information to our news foundation. So, yeah, it's troubling. I asked to speak with my attorney a few times. They allowed me to do that. But I was kind of in a state of shock, frankly. I can't believe this is happening.
Well, his attorney is a gentleman by the name of Paul Kelly. And he is the attorney for James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, and talked about what happened after the FBI's weekend raid. Here it is.
The search warrant has misprison of a felony, accessory after the fact, and transporting material across state lines as the basis for raiding the home of a journalist and seizing his work papers and journalist's notes.
I would assume both of you are pretty familiar with Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers case and the New York Times obtaining stolen top secret documents that they were publishing. They actually set a precedent in the U.S. Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision that said they had the right to publish it, even though that was stolen material. Do you see similarities?
Not only the right to publish, the right to... It's entirely similar. There's no exception to Mr. O'Keefe and Project Veritas. The right to take the material knowing it was stolen, the right to seek comment, the right to investigate, and ultimately the right to publish. This is outrageous and unprecedented. And journalists everywhere on either
side.
Why,
if you went to authorities a year ago, if I'm understanding you correctly, why did this come up now? James?
Listen, James, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sean.
I don't know the answer to that, Sean, but this is, they've crossed the bridge here. If they can do this to me, these are about certain principles that are so fundamental, our First Amendment in this country. I'm calling upon all journalists to take a stand against this. A source comes to us with information. I don't even decide to publish it. If they can do this to me, if they can do this to this journalist and raid my home and take my reporter notes, they'll do it to any journalist. This is about something very fundamental in this country. I don't know what direction this country is going in, but journalists everywhere have to rise up, because we broke no laws here. They could do it to me, they'll do it to anybody.
Scary thought. That is a very scary thought, especially the FBI, the long arm of the FBI. That's James O'Keefe, by the way, from Project Veritas. Speaking of journalists, we've got quite a journalist coming up just after 1 o'clock. Molly Hemingway from The Federalist, senior editor for The Federalist, best-selling author, and the author of the new book, Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. It is a book that is changing minds. We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Molly Hemingway is a really, really smart lady.